The only reason I'm with King Arthur is because, you know, he's the king, man. He's
King
he's,
Arthur Junker.
His Majesty. We're incinerated, weren't they? Something like that? It's 2,000 degrees, very hot. What temperature does water boil at? Do you know the
Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit. I don't know Celsius.
Fahrenheit is 212 degrees for boiling temperature.
So if you went outside at 212 degrees, if you went outside and it was 212 degrees, you'd boil, sort of, right? If
the air was 212. Your water content would be boiling.
Boiling. I've got a water content?
You're probably 98.something% water, if I were to guess, although you look a little dehydrated at the moment.
Wait,
so perhaps that's 97%.
I have something to drink. Now you're telling me that then if I went outside and even though I was a little dehydrated, then the rest of it would all the water content would boil at 212 degrees. If it was 1,000 degrees, that would be a little hotter, right? And if it was 2,000 degrees...
Your skin would leave your bones at 2,000 degrees. It would just like...
Basically, my container would be non-functional. I'd sort of...
Your whole body would reach melting temperature that even if you didn't combust, which you probably would by that time, if you were so fortunate as to not combust, then you would actually...
You mean I'd get it on
solid
fire?
Solid would turn to liquid, so...
Oh.
Eventually, your bones would even be some sort of...
You mean like metal melting, like when you see that happen?
Right.
That would happen. Is that what happened to those beams and all? They melted, huh?
Right. They didn't actually... Most of them didn't actually fail. They just got hot enough to...
Turn into liquid.
Right.
Liquid
so
metal.
They were like rubber bands instead of like
so
solid...
So that's why it came down so straight. So and that would happen to a human at a lesser temperature then?
Yeah, I think that more likely you would cook.
Pretty fast. Nobody would even get a chance to...
You would actually combust and catch on fire and burn.
Very fast. A very fast process.
Yeah.
But then when that happens, I've heard people say when that happens, then the other things happen. Then there's a recognition that that's happening. See, and then time changes. Like Einstein said, once you get outside of the regular framework of time, everything changes.